It did have me say the pipes froze and...
Bursted some of them. The neighbors, I've heard them say that they bursted, you know. The,
yeah.
But I always out on the, as we drive in, there's one faucet that it was stands up kind of, and I would wrap that, and I didn't know to put, ma'am.
This is outside?
Yes, just one that stands up kind of as we drive in on this kind of a rock wall there, and the dogs pulled off the, this that I had tied around, but I've gotten so now that I fixed that real good, then I put a bucket of a thing over it and fixed it so the dogs cannot, you know how dogs like to do. I didn't have dogs, but my neighbor's dogs always were around, and that was the only time I've ever had any trouble at all.
Okay, Sam, if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
Well, it'd all, the air'd all go out, it'd go down.
Yeah, it would just...
Yes.
What?
Well, it'd just ooze out a little. If you stuck a pin little by little, it would go out. It couldn't all get out one little bitty hole at once.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The people used to buy flour in a big, what?
Well, you know, my father on the farm, way he would do, he raised his own wheat, he'd take it to mill, and he had a great big mall. How that ever kept without getting weevils in it, I'll never know.
He had a great big what?
A big mall of a thing. It was made out of wood and it had a handle in it. And he beat that flour down, and that he stored his flour for the whole winter, you know, after he'd take that wheat to the mill. And that's the way people used to do a long time ago on the farm.
What would he use? I never heard that before. This ball? What?
It was a, we called it a maul. It was,
maul?
Yes, the thing, and they'd take a piece of wood just about that high and about that big around, but it had this stick in it. And they beat it. Someone's talking the other day, said they did. I talk with a lot of people who have done the same things that my father and mother did. And another thing that my mother did, she'd take, they had an ash hopper, and it would, had ashes in it, and they would pour water on that, and it would run down a lye, and mother would have soap grease, she called it. She'd render out, I don't know what it was, of the hogs, and make those big bars of soap in that wash pot I was talking about, and that was cut out in bars and packed in a, maybe a 5-gallon jar, and the one of these judges' wife, Mrs. Judge Templeton, she'd always want to borrow that soap to wash her hair in. Now think of that, a lawyer's wife up there. But she said she liked that rainwater and that soap. See, it was not old strong lye soap, but it was rendering out, you know, of like that. And somebody called that an ash hopper, that they poured that water in and this lye ran out. Mm-hmm. They didn't buy it like they do now in cans. And my mother would make that soap in that wash pot and pour it out and then cut those white, that snow was, that bars of soap were just as white and pretty. Oh, it, you just can't never imagine. And think of that lawyer's wife making, washing her hair with it. She said, Miss Bell, I'd rather have that than anything.
What, you said you'd use rainwater. What did you use to catch the rainwater in?
Well, they would have buckets and things and maybe a gutter that you would catch that rainwater.
What about something big? That you might have to roll off a wagon on a couple of blocks.
A barrel and a barrel.
Okay. Okay. Now you mentioned lard. Okay, suppose you bought lard. What would you call it, say lard came in?
Well, Mama would buy about the 50-pound cans of lard.
Would you call that a can of lard?
Well, we called, that's what she called it, that big 50-pound can of lard.
Did you ever hear the word stand of lard?
Yes. That's right. That's what she, when she'd, we'd, she'd cook out her fat from the butchering, you know, why they would pour, you see, pour that up in the cans. That grease.
What other thing would you call it besides a currant?